really third shots or additional shots for the immunocompromised. Let's start on the booster side of things. What exactly is a COVID-19 booster, and why is this part of the conversation now?
Sure. A COVID booster shot is an additional dose of a vaccine given after the protection provided by the original shot or shots have begun to decrease over time. Typically, you would get a booster after the immunity from the initial dose starts to decrease, and the booster is designed to help people maintain their level of immunity for longer. Another way to think of the booster is a way to get the most impact from the vaccine. And earlier this month, we began to give those booster doses to patients that received their Pfizer series 6 months ago, and that was eligible to patients that are 65 and older, 18 to 64 with risk factors for severe COVID-19, and those who their jobs put them at high risk for serious complications such as healthcare workers.
Okay. What's the latest on Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters? Because we did wind up, you know, Pfizer boosters have been, I believe, approved for close to a month now or pretty close to that. A lot of conversation focusing on Moderna and Johnson boosters over the last week and a half.
Yep. And a lot of it just happened yesterday.
Yep.
The FDA has authorized the booster shots of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The Moderna booster is recommended, again, the same as the Pfizer, over 65, age 18 to 64 with risk factors, and then again those who have jobs that put them at higher risk of complications. This booster would be available 6 months after completing the initial series of Moderna. And then the Johnson & Johnson booster, the FDA approved for all adults 18 and over as soon as 2 months after the initial dose. So there's a little variance there, but there is one more step before these boosters can be given. The CDC must also evaluate and approve the boosters before they will be available, and that vote will most likely be later today. If the boosters are approved by the CDC today, a Moderna or Johnson & Johnson booster could be available as soon as tomorrow, if not next week. The FDA also authorized a mix-and-match approach to boosters, which has not been available. That is, if you received one vaccine for your initial series, you can receive a different one for the booster. For example, if you received Pfizer initially, you could get Moderna or Johnson & Johnson for the booster. Again, this mix and match approach has to be approved by the CDC before it's available.
So when will CDC approval be taking place? They meet soon, Jordan?
Yes, they are meeting today.
Oh, okay.
So we're hopeful by the end of the day we'll have some news, and the community will have access to these booster doses this week even.
So quickly on the booster, say Moderna, it's the same vaccine, just a lower dose. Is that how that works for a booster?
Yep. On the Moderna, that's the only one that dosage is different. The Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson are the same vaccine that you received initially. At the same dosage.
Okay. Then we go into the third doses, which adds a layer of protection, but I would also assume a layer of confusion to this ongoing conversation.
It sure does. So the Pfizer and Moderna are the ones that have been approved for the third dose, and those are for immunocompromised patients. The reason it's given to those patients is they're expected not to get as good of immunity as patients with a good immune system. So the third dose is given 28 days after the second dose. And then those patients, if they end up getting three doses, they would still qualify for that booster in 6 months.
A lot going on. Again, we're talking with Newman Regional Health Director of Pharmacy, Jordan Klein, here at KVOE. It is 8:22. Well, what about younger children, Jordan?
So Pfizer has submitted their approval for the kids age 5 to 11 to the FDA. The FDA advisory panel is scheduled to evaluate that on October 26th, so that's just next week. If approved, the booster, like the booster recommendations, it will then go to the CDC for final approval. And the CDC already has that meeting scheduled for November 2nd and 3rd. If they say yes, it's a go, then we'll likely be vaccinating kids age 5 to 11 as early as November 4th. So just right around the corner.
Understood. And obviously it's time for flu vaccines. Flu vaccines are available here across the community. Do folks need to worry about timing between flu and COVID-19 vaccines, essentially spacing those vaccinations out by, say, a week or two, or can you get those a lot closer together?
Nope, there's no wait between vaccines. You can even get them at the same day, same time.
Same day, same time?
Same day, same time, yep. Man. Save yourself a visit somewhere.
Tell you what. Yeah.
Good idea.
Well, Jordan, hey, good information here this morning. We appreciate your time.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jordan.
You too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Newman Regional Health Director of Pharmacy, Jordan Klein, joining us here. KVOE, Chuck.
All right. Now, as we shift here to our next couple of interviews here on the KVOE Morning Show,